So how AI enhances logistics operation? So AI replaces traditional processes with intelligent automation, optimizing logistics operations for greater efficiency and cost effectiveness. And we will see how it improves the efficiency and the cost effectiveness. So one is the optimized route planning. So what we saw with Google Maps, similarly, there are various softwares, platforms available which can optimize the route planning. So with limited resources, how the customer satisfaction can be enhanced at minimum cost. So AI processes data on the traffic pattern. So it also knows in real time, based on the GPS data, about any congestion, any road accidents, any weather conditions, and it basically plans the route in such a way that you can make the most efficient and the fastest delivery to the customers. Warehouse automation, AI-powered robot handles sorting, picking, packing, and inventory management, reducing human error and improving speed. So there are videos, etc., which are already coming from certain e-commerce giants, where they are using autonomous vehicles which actually move the material, and even materials are picked in the warehouse. Now, for a human being to actually locate a material, retrieve the material, what we call as a picking, then pack it, and then manage the inventory, etc., this takes a lot of time, and then it's also prone to error. But when you actually automate it using robot, then you are eliminating the human error and you are also drastically improving the speed. Real-time shipment tracking. So even when the vehicles are out for delivery, now this can be for the raw material or it can be for the finished goods, you know exactly where the material is. And this is part of the predictive analytics, where it will tell you whether your material is going to reach in time or not. So when it comes to raw material, if it is going to disrupt your schedules or plans, then you need to make changes, and AI will help you to achieve those. So this is the real-time tracking that we are talking about. Even for the last mile delivery, I mean, it can track. We have seen this with e-commerce, etc., where you can exactly track the material or your order right from the time it leaves the supplier or the vendor till the time it reaches you. Predictive analytics. So AI forecasts delay, supply shortages, and demand spikes, allowing proactive decision making. And we have seen this in the previous things, how predictive analytics helps both internally and externally, most important externally. So, example, a global e-commerce company uses AI-powered real-time tracking to optimize inventory distribution across multiple fulfillment centers. So this is a fairly common phenomenon nowadays, where there is a total visibility of the materials and the stocks even while they are on the way. And this helps companies to basically ensure that products are always available at the point of sale. AI-driven innovations in logistics. So AI is reshaping logistics with autonomous and automated solutions that enhance speed and reliability. So we are talking of autonomous vehicles and drones, self-driving trucks and drone technology transform last mile delivery, cutting labor cost and improving efficiency. We have already seen these autonomous vehicles mostly in the form of autonomous taxis. Autonomous vehicles are mostly used in-house. And this is what I was talking about, that there are some e-commerce giants who are using this kind of a technology within their warehouses. Drones have been deployed in a very limited way for delivery of drugs and even small parcels or packets, etc., though they are not very common at the moment because of security reasons, etc. But these are already existing. AI-based inventory management. So AI continuously adjusts stock levels based on consumption trends, supplier performance, and demand forecast. And as I rightly pointed out earlier, AI basically drives inventory based on your actual demand, not based on your forecast or based on your other parameters. So if you have, you know, firm orders in the system, it basically assesses whether you have adequate stock or not and whether there is a stock needs to be replenished. So by doing this, it manages your inventory in the most efficient way. Chatbots for customer support. I'm sure all of you have had this experience that when you call up a call center for any support, you are kept on hold for minutes together, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes even more. With the advent of these chatbots, you don't have to wait. You have instantaneous response. And they are able to solve most of your problems. Like, typically, I have problems once in a while with my Wi-Fi. So if I go on the app and then, you know, I go on to the chatbot, it basically goes and checks my Wi-Fi connection. And it will ask me to maybe switch off the modem and switch on the modem, etc. And once it detects that, yes, there is a defect, it automatically registers a complaint and tells me that your complaint has been registered and somebody will attend to you within the next couple of hours. This is the advantage of chatbot. So one, it is cost effective, it is very efficient, and it ensures customer satisfaction. Unlike in the earlier system, you know, where the systems are not that efficient, they are also more costly because you need to train the people. You may have turnover. So every time new people join, you have to train them on your customer service protocols, etc. So chatbots and customer support is one area where really AI has taken on, and you must have seen that it's very widely adopted. Let's look at the example of the AI-driven innovation. Logistics provider use AI-driven route optimization algorithm to reduce fuel cost and minimize delivery delays. We've seen this, so I don't have to explain this in more details. Strategic benefit of AI in logistics. So integrating AI into logistics creates substantial operational advantage across multiple areas. And which are those? Improved efficiency, we have already seen this. Automation enhances workflow speed and operational accuracy. So wherever you have a warehouse, the warehouse is not actually there to store the material. It is supposed to store the material only temporarily. And an ideal system is one where the material stays for the least amount of time in the warehouse. It should leave the warehouse at the earliest because it is, it's basically your working capital sitting in your warehouse. So unless you invoice that material, it is blocking your working capital. So this is one area where, it enhances because it speeds up the entire process and with operational accuracy. Reduce cost, optimized routing and warehouse automation lowers transportation and labor expenses. So when you optimize the warehouse automation, automate the warehouse operations, what it does is something which used to take, let's say, a few minutes to hours, you know, like for consolidation. So if there are 10 items to be shipped out, somebody had to go and pick those 10 items, consolidate them, generate the documents, etc. With the automated system, this takes only minutes, maybe a few minutes, maybe two to three minutes. And this actually speeds up and makes your operations so much more cost effective. Better resource utilization. AI assigns vehicles, staff, storage capacity based on real-time demand and operational data. So we already said that, you know, resources are not unlimited, whether it is manpower, whether it is vehicles, etc. And AI will help you to use these in the most optimal way, even storage capacity. So let's look at, you have the company warehouse at the manufacturing site. And then you have the distribution centers, which are close to the markets. Now, where do you ship the material? Suppose you ship the material to a market where there is low demand, and you find that you have stock there, but you don't have a demand. And you have another city where there is a heavy demand, but you don't have stock. Now, imagine in such a case, you will have to actually transfer the material from one distribution center to another distribution center, which is going to result in an additional cost. So excellent logistic system will ensure that you never land into this kind of a situation. And you are always keeping stocks that you are confident of selling. And again, as I said, whether it's your distribution center, whether it's your warehouse, the purpose is not to store material. It's only a transit point. Proactive risk management. So we have already talked enough on this. So AI detects potential route disruptions, which can be due to traffic conditions, due to accidents, due to weather, vehicle failures, and supplier issues. So here we are also talking of the incoming material. So let us say that the supplier material is stuck on the way, it will basically warn you proactively. Superior customer experience. So by taking care of the disruptions, by giving you the optimum route, etc., it's basically going to ensure that you have up-to-date information which you're giving to the customer regarding delivery of the goods. Also, you are delivering the goods in the shortest possible time at the lowest cost. So all this is going to result in a better customer experience. Sustainability efforts. So naturally, if you're going to save on fuel, save on time, you're optimizing the fuel consumption, the warehouse automation, reduce the total overall energy consumption. And when we are talking energy, we are talking holistically, not just in one place or one warehouse or one area. So overall, you're going to reduce the carbon footprint of your organization. So you're going to also support sustainability. So let's look at some of the challenges of implementing AI in these areas, in the three areas, which is operations, supply chain management, and logistics. So implementing AI in operations, supply chain management, and logistics presents several challenges despite its transformative potential. We say transformative because, yes, it makes a drastic change, a transformation, which is beneficial to the organization. So one major hurdle is ensuring data quality and availability. So you need to start from somewhere. And initially, when you start, maybe you have limited data. So data quality and availability. And many times, because it's machine learning, which is data-based, so your system also learns as your data grows. But initially, yes, you have to start building the data. As AI systems rely heavily on vast, accurate data set for optimal performance. So you will have to have some patience to build that data set based on which all future decisions and solutions can be derived. Some of the critical challenges that come with the adaptation of AI, data quality and integration, what we talked about. AI relies on accurate, comprehensive data. Siloed or incomplete data set can undermine the performance. So if your data is not very accurate or siloed, meaning it is a little biased or so, then it can also affect your decisions. High initial cost. Implementing AI systems requires investing in technology, training, and infrastructure. So you require the hardware, you require the software, because there are certain modules available outside. So you need to invest initially in all these. In addition, you will have to engage some consultants who will actually take you through the process. and they will help you train your manpower. Workforce resistance. So many a times employees fear that, you know, AI will replace their jobs. And thus, there is a lot of resistance. You may find that people are not so willing and not cooperative as far as, you know, adoption of the AI is concerned. Ethical and regulatory concerns. Issues like data privacy, algorithm bias, and compliance. We talked about algorithm bias. You know, if your data is slightly biased, we have seen this with, you know, some of the, you can say, assistants like Android assistant or Apple assistant, iPhone assistant, etc., where certain questions, they give you a very biased reply. So this is the algorithm bias we are talking about, and compliance with the regulations, with the data protection and privacy, you know, laws that may be breached by some of the systems. So these have to be addressed. Scalability, scaling AI solutions across global supply chains or complex operation can be technically challenging, because sometimes the issues at different geographical locations may be slightly different. So it may have its own challenges. So it's not that one solution fits all. This needs to be taken into account. Security and privacy, handling vast amount of sensitive data necessitates strong cybersecurity measures. Your systems can be hacked into, and if they can be hacked, your systems can be thrown out of gear, because you are depending on autonomous decision-making on your systems, and if they are not you know, protected, then that can be a major risk. Evolution of AI in operations, supply chain, and logistics. So this is self-explanatory. I would request you to go through this. Fairly simple regarding the evolution, how AI has evolved over the years. You can see this in the steps which are listed below. Coming to the transformative potential of AI in the operation, supply chain, and logistics. So AI is revolutionizing operations, supply chain, and logistics by enabling automation, predictive analytics, and intelligent decision making. And we have seen this, each one of these. So how does it do? How does it transform? Enhances demand forecasting to anticipate market trends and optimize inventory levels. We have already seen this, and I'm sure, I mean, you understand what it means. Optimizes transportation routes, reducing cost and improving delivery speed. Automates warehouse operations, minimizing errors and maximizing efficiency. Promotes agility, resilience, and sustainability, ensuring business thrive in competitive landscape. So, what is AI's role in end-to-end optimization? So AI integrates fragmented processes, enabling seamless coordination across operations, supply chain, and logistics. And mind you, when we take talk of AI, it's not about one particular process in the value chain. We are talking of end-to-end optimization. You cannot sub-optimize one process and let the remaining process remain as it is. So if you have to derive any benefit from AI adoption, then it has to be done end-to-end. And only then you will actually get the benefit of AI. So automated workflow synchronization improves overall efficiency, because right from ordering of raw material till delivery of material to the individual retailer, the system is optimized. Intelligent tracking and monitoring ensures real-time visibility across supply chain. So right from your raw material supplies, whether they are coming locally or globally, to your finished product reaching the customer. AI-powered logistics optimization enhances global connectivity. So you are, let's say, exporting materials, etc., or even you are importing your raw materials globally, an AI-powered system will optimize the entire process. And mind you, it becomes even more critical, because when you are talking global, the lead times are quite significant. Suppose you have sea shipping, then your lead times are not in weeks, but it can be in months. So it truly optimizes your entire process. And here, any error can actually result in vast, I would say, fluctuations in your inventory, which AI can help you to reduce. So, example, AI-driven inventory management system dynamically adjust stock level based on the market demand and supplier performance. AI-driven proactive decision-making. So real-time data and predictive analytics empower organizations to act preemptively and prevent disruptions. So we have seen how it can predict any supply disruptions, both in terms of your raw materials or in terms of your finished products. And it not only that, even internally, so in terms of machine breakdown, etc., it can predict which are the machines which need immediate predictive maintenance and thus prevent any disruptions. Forecasting demand fluctuations to adjust production schedules dynamically. So we have seen how it does that. It also looks at all the incoming orders, and it makes corrections in your planning proactively, anticipating supply chain risks such as weather disruptions or geopolitical uncertainties. We've discussed about this. Optimizing resource allocation based on AI-driven performance insights. Example, AI-powered risk management models help businesses predict potential shipment delays and proactively adjust routes. Let's look at some of the customer-centric AI innovations. So AI-driven insights enhance customer satisfaction through faster deliveries and personalized experience. And how does it do that? AI-based demand sensing ensures customers get the right product at the right time and at the optimum cost. Optimized order fulfillment enables precise inventory management. So we have seen that it optimized order fulfillment right from the time the order is received and till the time it is fulfilled. It is basically doing so in the shortest possible time while managing the inventory efficiently. AI-powered chatbot provide instant shipment updates and support. So we saw the example, you know, of the Wi-Fi, but also you have seen that in case of logistics companies, even your courier companies, they have the tracking sites where you just put the document or the airway bill number and it will tell you where the material is and when it is likely to be delivered. So all these are powered by AI, where they are in real time tracking your material, estimating the time it will take for them to reach you. And thus, it ensures customer satisfaction. So example is retailers leverage AI-driven personalized recommendations based on purchase history, enhancing customer loyalty. AI's role in sustainability and global competitiveness. So AI contributes to environmentally responsible practices while reshaping in industry standards. And how does it do it? So one, it optimizes the energy use. So we have seen this at every stage, in terms of the transportation, in the route selection, in the storage of material. So thus, it basically reduces your carbon footprint, reduces waste through intelligent inventory tracking. So it basically ensures that you work with minimum working capital. It also reduces wastage through quality management, by ensuring that you never have defective components. Also choosing the right supplier, who are supplying the best quality to you. Boosting agility and innovation helping companies gain strategic edge in competitive markets. So agility, because quickly the system can adapt to any changes in the market or in customer requirement. Example, AI-powered route optimization, which we've already seen, reduces fuel consumption, supporting sustainable logistics initiatives. Coming to the summary, what we have learned. So AI is revolutionizing operations, supply chain management, and logistics by enhancing efficiency, resilience, and customer satisfaction. So from predictive analytics to autonomous systems, AI applications are transforming how businesses operate and they compete. And this has made a major difference, you know, because in predictive analytics, it will forewarn you so that it helps you to, you know, correct your planning schedules to ensure that your critical resources are not kept idle or they are not wasted. As it integrates with IoT, blockchain, and 5G, businesses will become smarter, greener, and more adaptive. We've also seen how with the natural language processing, etc., it's able to very quickly process the purchase orders or, you know, even the supplier quotations, how it can negotiate. So it speeds up the process at every stage. Successfully adopting AI and addressing its challenges is key to thriving in a complex global market. So I think that summarizes the learning. Thank you.